The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now it's time for our regular sustainability item. We're joined by Joe Lennon, climate editor with the Sunday Times Ireland. Joe, good morning.
Morning, Pat.
This is Ocean Month.
It's Ocean Month, yes. And every time this year, it's a great occasion to kind of bring a lot of attention to the challenges that our oceans face, the pollution, the marine challenges. So it's a great month to maybe just bring attention and remind people of the small things they can do to support our ocean and marine life.
And there's a major conference underway in Nice at the moment, and they're hoping to get agreement on trying to keep, well, first of all, clean them up and then keep the oceans clean.
Yes, it's kind of like, I guess, the ocean version of the COP conference. So a lot of different countries come together. They have a big conference. You know, it's kind of always questionable with these big conferences what actually comes out of them. But look, it's important that people meet and come together. And yes, we're hoping for a plastic resolution. So we'll wait and see on that.
And sometimes, of course, we've seen from some of the video from all around the world that the pollution that starts in one place often accumulates somewhere else entirely. So the people who have to suffer from it are not the people who create it.
Completely. And we are certainly suffering here in Ireland from our own pollution, but that's exactly it. The pollution that washes up all over the world has such an impact, and it affects all of us. You know, our oceans are really the engine of the earth. We rely on them so much. They, you know, they moderate our climate. There are so many resources in the ocean, and it's kind of just a resource that no one really thinks that much about or appreciates.
Now, tell me about the challenges in Ireland.
So in Ireland, there's a lot of significant challenges. And one that really, I suppose, sparked why I wanted to talk about this, which I thought was really sad, was I saw that Cork Whale Watch, which has been a company that has worked for 25 years, closed down last week. And basically they said that, you know, they used to bring people out looking at whales and the whales just simply are not there anymore. That's because there's been serious overfishing off the coast of Ireland. We're actually one of the worst in the EU.
So there's no food for the whales.
There's no food. There's no sprat. So that's a really, really sad consequence. And I guess it's really a sign of the bigger issue, which is that we need to protect these areas. And if we just take all the resources out of them and we pollute them, it's going to have such an impact, not only on marine life, but on the businesses, on the people who inhabit
them. And we're
them.
Doing something here. I mean, we designate, but then do we police what we designate?
This is it. And there's an absolutely amazing group called Fair Seas. And that's a coalition of stakeholders and ocean activists. They've all come together and they've really done amazing work in terms of the legislation around protecting our marine life. But what they really want to hammer home is that you can't just say, OK, 30% of our marine life is going to be protected. You have to enforce it. You need people who are going to be there to make sure that if someone is degraded in that environment, if they are overfishing, that there's consequences. So it's not just putting in the legislation, it's actually backing it up and supporting it then.
Yeah. And then the nature of fishing, sometimes they scrape the bottom of the sea and destroy everything with their equipment.
Yes, and there's, you know, there's netting, you know, animals get caught in netting. And then that brings us on to pollution. You know, as consumers, we all have such an important obligation to keep our beaches clean because, you know, speaking to different environmental groups, you know, animals ingesting plastic, ingesting rubbish is such a massive issue. And the thing is, that goes into our oceans. Fish eat the plastic and eat the rubbish. We're then eating the fish. It goes up the chain. So it's a really, really big problem.
Last Friday, I think it was, I saw a group of about 30 youngish people, some as young as maybe 16, 17, some maybe up to 30, heading off with high-vis onto Sandymount Beach with their bags to collect litter.
How amazing is that? Oh my God, I didn't know what way that story was going to go, but that is just so wonderful. And beach
I don't know who they were, whether they came from one of the multinationals, you know, the way they do these corporate responsibility days. I don't know who they were.
But. And it's amazing. And look, if you are part of an organisation that wants to organise that, get onto Clean Coast, they'll help you get, they'll give you all the equipment you need. If you're an individual, the next time you're by the ocean, I always just bring a pair of gloves and a bag and just pick up whatever you can. It's such a small but impactful way to actually make a big, big difference.
Now, think before you pour.
Yeah, this is something that people might not necessarily think of when they think of the oceans and protecting the oceans. But Clean Coast and Ishka Éireann do this campaign every year, and it's really important. We all pour what we think are liquids. So they call them FGOs. So your fat soils greases. You pour those down the sink when you're cooking and you think they're liquid. They actually solidify when they get into your pipes and they cause massive blockages. Then what they do is they coagulate with things that people still flush, unfortunately, like period wear, wet wipes, cigarettes, people are still flushing those down. So they coagulate, they cause these huge blockages, and then Ishka Éireann has to come out and block them.
The so-called fatbergs.
Oh, vapor. They're so horrendous. Don't ever Google them. You don't want to see them.
Now, talk to me about cigarette butts.
Yeah, cigarette butts are a massive issue and they're still the biggest polluter, which is crazy because you think in Ireland, you know, a lot of people have given up smoking and people would be very careful maybe to get rid of them. But cigarette butts are still ending up in our oceans and they have a plastic component in them. They break down, they're ingested by marine life and also the chemicals leak into the oceans. They're a really big problem still. Now, one of the positive things I would say is that speaking to people who do clean up on the oceans, they have seen such a massive change since the Single-Use Plastic Directive came in. That got rid of things like plastic forks and spoons, plastic straws, which I know people always give out to me about. But they've actually seen a massive difference when they're collecting rubbish on the beach. Those items have gone. And now because of the deposit return scheme, they've seen a massive decline in plastic bottles. So even those, you know, those initiatives might annoy people and they might be hasslesome, but they actually do have a massive impact on our marine life.
And of course, there are microplastics everywhere in the seas. And these are things, I mean, even a plastic bottle rubbing against a rock somewhere will generate microplastics, which then will be ingested by fish.
Completely. And I think we're kind of past the point now of maybe reversing that. I think we just have to maybe minimise what actually does end up going back into the ocean. And, you know, shipping is a big thing. I covered a massive I suppose, crash that happened a couple of years ago. It was a Maersk container and it dropped hundreds of thousands of pellets into the sea. So that stuff happens all the time that we don't necessarily hear of. There's a lot going on that we need to combat.
And we all can do our bit. Jo, thank you very much for joining us. Jo Lynn, climate editor with the Sunday Times Ireland.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.